How the Birds Returned. An hour of errands behind us, we walked west on Laurel. String of geese overhead, honking as if hearing the other's call, was what kept them from falling. Yesterday, after arguing, my husband and I hardly spoke, except to be polite, a window closed, water poured. We looked up to where the birds had flown. Richard said it must be time to bring their bodies south. So attuned they are to the changing light. They rip feathers, I said, from the softest parts of themselves, line the center of their nests. We stepped off the curb, uncertain, hands swaying out of the other's reach. For blocks we walked like this, neither of us sure how the birds return to the same spot each year. That night, Richard knelt near me, one arm laid over the arm of my chair, and he licked his finger, dog-eared my page. When the book tumbled and his mouth opened over mine, I thought of distances and the way wings work to close them.